This is episode 1273. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope all is well as you get ready to settle yourself in to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share today's meditation technique with you. It's a technique that will help foster your creativity. And we're exploring the series this week. We're exploring the series of getting unstuck so you can get those things done that may be hanging over your head. I know many of you have projects that you've started, but you need to finish the projects, or there's something you want to start and you just haven't done it yet. And this could even be beginning or ending a relationship, or relocating somewhere new. Whatever it is you may find yourself putting off, this entire week is dedicated to helping you move forward. So I want to share a little insight with you about seven ways to get yourself unstuck. And this is by Patricia Hartinek, a PhD. And in this article, she talks about how we often think of being stuck where we're waiting for something outside of ourselves, something external to happen. But change doesn't happen to us. It comes from within us, and it can be scary, it can be painful, but it's also necessary for getting unstuck. And when you allow the process to happen naturally, so you're not resisting it, you're allowing yourself to open up to whatever's happening, you may find yourself experiencing brand new opportunities you hadn't even considered. You may find yourself letting go of the past, so you might be able to forgive yourself for a mistake you made, or to stop blaming others, to forgive someone else for something that didn't turn out the way you'd hoped. It will also help you change your perspective. And as you gain a new perspective, you can start to see your reality shift and new ways of doing things present themselves to you. And you may feel freer to explore more of who you are. You also can start with small changes. In the article, she talks about how change stimulates different parts of the brain, and this improves creativity and clarity. And what you can do is simply start small by changing maybe some of your daily routines, or even moving things around in your house, or making new friends. And that choice matters. You might be tempted to skip the little things because they don't always seem important in the moment. But after a while, an accumulation of small changes will help you accomplish your goals. And this can help you feel like you're getting unstuck. So this is a little insight you can apply as you go about the series this week. And now, as you settle yourself in, here is your technique. As you begin to relax your mind and your body, think about your life purpose, not that it's your job or your responsibility or even a goal, but what is it that makes you feel alive? What are you so passionate about that you'll fight for it? And then think about what makes you happy. And what were some of your favorite things that maybe you used to do in the past? What are your favorite things to do now? And is there something that when you do it, you become so committed that you lose track of time? What makes you feel good about yourself? And finally, what are you good at? These questions will help you to become more creative, and they also stimulate the different parts of your brain that help to improve creativity and clarity. Remember to start small to create the big changes you want to see in your life. I share full half-hour daily guided meditations where you can access over 1,000 guided meditations with journals and slowdown guides that go along with each week's customized series. And you can try this for 2 weeks free at my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.